I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Youngsters find a home on a Nicaraguan baseball field. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The second round of the NBA playoffs begins this weekend. The Celtics play the 76ers tonight, right down the street there in Game 1. Who do you like in that series?
I think the Celtics will handle the 76ers, although the 76ers are at this point playing with house money, having gotten extraordinarily lucky playing the Chicago Bulls without Derrick Rose. And then ultimately without Joakim Noah too, but it is like old times. I mean, this is a throwback to the golden days of both the '60s and the '80s.
I remember them well. Miami takes on Indiana tomorrow. Do the Pacers stand any chance in that one?
I think the Pacers stand a very good chance in this one. I think people have been sleeping on the Pacers all year, and I think if Miami decides to slow walk this thing and has one of those moments where they toss their resumes out on the court, they could be in big trouble.
In the West, the Lakers have struggled against the Nuggets. It certainly doesn't appear the Lakers will enjoy an easy path to the finals this year.
No, they got to play a Game 7 tonight. They've been erratic. Kobe Bryant is up and down, seems to have the flu, seems not to have the flu. And apparently, according to people in Denver, he's like the least popular opposing athlete in the history of Denver sports.
Tonight, the New York Rangers will host the Washington Capitals in Game 7 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. Do you agree with the Rangers fans who say this series never should have gotten this far?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Rangers are a clearly superior team to the Capitals, but the Capitals have that one thing that we learned can take a team far in the NHL playoffs. They have the hot goalie,
yeah.
Exactly. Braden Holtby. I mean, the other night in Game 6, he faced 30 shots, not a lot of them weren't testers, really. They were, you know, thrown in from the blue line. But he stood up to every challenge against the Bruins, and so far he stood up to every challenge the Rangers can throw at him. And in Game 7, with Alex Ovechkin back playing at the top of his form, I'm not willing to make a prediction on this one. I'm not willing to predict that the Rangers can win this game.
The Western Conference Finals will feature the number 8 seed, the LA Kings, and the Phoenix Coyotes. The Kings have now reached that level just twice in 45 years, and the Coyotes have never made it to the Conference Finals before, so which team is more likely to suffer from stage fright?
I have no idea, but that sound you're hearing are our marketing people at the National Hockey League hurling themselves out the window in New York.
Weeping.
Because nobody knows anything. However, the Coyotes are probably boosted by the fact that somebody actually owns them now.
I understand that. For the first time in 3 years, they'll have an owner other than the National Hockey League.
Yeah, the league is going to sell the team to a group headed by the guy who used to own the San Jose Sharks, a guy named Greg Jamieson. So they are out from under receivership or whatever it is. I don't know if this will encourage the players to play well, knowing they'll have new bosses or not.
This week, former New Orleans Saints defensive end Anthony Hargrove said that he was disappointed that a document containing his acknowledgement that Greg Williams and Joe Vitt had asked him to play dumb about the team's bounty scheme was leaked. Is Mr. Hargrove being naive?
He's being extraordinarily naive. Once this thing started, there was no stopping it. People are covering their own hindquarters as best they can.
Chris Carter, late an All-Pro receiver with the Minnesota Vikings, acknowledged this week that he had created a so-called bounty arrangement of sorts, unless he didn't, really, because it wasn't.
Well, he said he would put out a contract on certain players who he thought were trying to injure him with his offensive linemen. And he said, I am guilty of bounties. It's the first time I've ever admitted it. I put a bounty on guys and then said, well, maybe I shouldn't have used the word bounty, even though what he was doing was putting out a bounty.
The Vikings are on the brink of becoming beneficiaries of, quote, one of the largest subsidized projects in state history. Explain.
Yeah, they've managed to blackjack a stadium plan through that's going to cost almost $1 billion, half a billion of which will be paid by the taxpayers of the state of Minnesota, who are suckers for having done this, and I feel really terrible about them because they're never going to make a nickel of it back.
On Tuesday, Josh Hamilton of the Texas Rangers hit 4 home runs against the Orioles, which provoked discussion of whether he's the best player in the major leagues. You want to weigh in on that?
He certainly was the best player in the major leagues that night. I am astonished. You could have won a lot of money. Well, you couldn't have won a lot of money from me because I don't have a lot of money. But you could have won all the money in my pocket, all 85 cents of it, if you'd asked me if more people have hit 4 home runs than have thrown perfect games in the major leagues. The answer is no, that 21 people have thrown perfect games, and Josh Hamilton is only the 16th to hit 4 home runs.
On Thursday, the baseball team representing Our Lady of Sorrows forfeited rather than play Mesa Preparatory Academy in the Arizona Charter Athletic Association championship game because Mesa has a girl on the roster. She plays second base. This has got to be disappointing for many people, especially 15-year-old Paige Schultzbach.
Yeah, Paige has learned a very tough lesson about what happens when you hand a charter for a charter school over to people like the Society of St. Pius X, which is an ultramontane, conservative, some would say schismatic Catholic sect, which broke from the formal church in 1980s and believes that the proper boundaries can only be respected with difficulties. One of the proper boundaries being apparently that their male baseball players can't play against female baseball players. I'm really sorry for Paige. I hope she learns that most Catholics aren't as intolerant as these people are.
I'm sorry for the kids on the team that forfeited, too, that he didn't get a chance to play.
I wonder how many of them have been taught it was the right thing to do.
Having lost most of his team to next month's NBA draft, Kentucky head coach John Calipari and his staff have worked very hard to secure the services of Nerlens Noel, the country's top prep recruit. How's that working out for him?
Well, it's been working out, fairly well until the NCAA showed up at Everett High School, where Noel started, and he wound up at the Tilton School in New Hampshire, asking them, what the principal at Everett said were not investigative-type questions. Nevertheless, this is like talking about an informal meeting with the IRS.
Right.
The NCAA does not ask any non-investigative-type questions.
I was going to say, what were they asking about, the weather?
We hear Nerlens is very tall. Can you confirm that? Why, yes, we can.
Yes, he's 6'10". Next question, please. Manchester City will very likely finish first in the Premiership by beating Queen's Park Rangers tomorrow.
Get right out of town.
I think it's fair to say that City's coach, Roberto Mancini, just couldn't be happier.
He's got himself a new £22 million contract, mm-hmm. which is almost as much as he would make for coaching, say, basketball at the University of Kentucky.
Kentucky, right. Finally, Charlie cyclist Danny Lesh of Washington, D.C. recently had his $600 bike stolen.
But sports!
The resourceful Mr. Lesh hatched a brilliant plan to reclaim it. You want to take us through that plan?
I'd like to pause for a moment, Bill, and address myself to the thieves of the United States of America. Dear thieves, if you do manage to steal something from someone, don't put it up for resale on Craigslist because the original owner may be on Craigslist and see it there. Danny Lesh had his bike stolen and was cruising around on Craigslist and found his bike.
There it is.
He was going to call the cops, but he said, aha, I have a better plan. He went to the guy, said, I want to buy this bike from you. The thief said, fine. Danny said, can I take it for a test drive? The thief, already proving that he was rather dim by putting the thing on Craigslist in the first place, said, sure, take it for a test drive. Off Danny went, and he never came back. Good for him.
I like the fact that the thief considered calling the police on Danny.
And subsequently, the thief, first of all, called him on the cell phone and threatened him, and then threatened to call the cops.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. It's a Charlie's List of sorts, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Now get off my bike.
I've been cop stealing once when I was five. I enjoy stealing. It's just as simple as that. Well, it's just a simple fact. When I want something and I don't want to pay for it. Not now. Now walk right through the door. I walk right through the door. Hey, all right. If I get by.